Can't buy me love.
That was Sorry True with Can't Buy Me Love by the Beatles. I love Beatles.
From A Hard Day's Night.
Two of them. I love Beatles. Sora. I was kind of like, I couldn't decide how I felt about this, because there were some parts where I was like, oh, this is awesome. I loved how you like changed things up as you went. Like, it was just little things, like just little ways you did the phrases that just made it more interesting, because all Beatles songs are repetitive. You always have to play with them. And you did that, and I love that. The one thing I wasn't a huge fan of is at some point it seems like you're trying to kind of be a little bit, like, sexy and vampy with it, and I wish that you hadn't gone that direction, because this song is really fun and lighthearted and adorable, and you're adorable, and I wish you had like, embraced that in the song and just amped up the adorableness, and it would have been fantastic. But I enjoyed your voice on it, and I enjoyed the way that you played with it, so.
Oh, that's funny, because actually I kind of like that part of it. I thought that's where she started to change it up. And in the last stanza, I thought she was trying to change it up some. Generally speaking, this was good, and you are good on the perky, cute songs. Those are kind of like right up your alley. There were a couple times when the pitch was an issue for me, but overall I thought you did a pretty good job.
So I'm guessing I'm the one who had the headphone issue of the backtrack was too loud.
I didn't think so.
That didn't seem to be a problem.
Okay. I actually had to turn down my volume a little bit because it was getting a little loud for my hearing. I love the energy in this. I loved it. And from what I could catch with my volume down, you had some really nice dynamics. And yeah, it was just a really fun submission.
Next okay, who's next?
Up next is, I believe, let me double check. It's Dragatri.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Beata Maria, you know I am a righteous man. Of my virtue I am justly proud. Beata Maria, you know I'm so much purer than the common vulgar weak licentious crowd. Then tell me, Maria, why I see her dancing there, why her smoldering eyes still scorch my soul. I feel her, I see her, the sun caught in her raven hair is pure. without to blame. It is the gypsy girl, the witch who set this flame. It's not my fault, if in God's plan, he made the devil so much stronger than a man. Take me, Maria, don't let this siren cast a spell. Don't let her fire sear my flesh and bone. Destroy Esmeralda, and let her taste the fires of hell. Or else let her be mine.
Twigatwee. Sorry, I don't know why I said it like that. I'm laughing so hard that you did help her. Okay, so I just a side note. I've been listening to a lot of VH Radio lately. And what is that song you have of hers that's on there?
That's the one from the auditions. Little Mary Sunshine.
Oh, Little Mary Sunshine. God,
I love Little Mary Sunshine.
I know.
She performs that so freaking well.
She owned it.
And so as she's doing this, I just keep thinking back on Little Mary Sunshine. Poor Drake, I can totally hear the sick voice. Oh man, but you really performed this. It was fun to listen to you perform this. And at times, that sick raspy voice actually kind of worked in your favor. The dialogue section that just kind of got lost in the whole thing was really lol. That was killing me. I know that there were some pitch problems, and a lot of that was really, you know, exacerbated by the. By the voice being sick, and I'm not 100% sure yet how I'm ranking this, but I gotta totally give you props for the theatrics of it. You put a lot of energy into your stuff, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay, my turn. Okay. Let's see. So yeah, I didn't read that you were sick, and I'm so sorry. I didn't read that.
I didn't know either.
And so that makes sense of like some of my pitch notes. So sorry about that. I did feel like there was like a speaking part where it felt a little flat. Yay for echoey voices from the dialogue section. Yes, you performed it well, but I'm like very conflicted about how I feel about this. Millie?
I didn't know you were sick. I did figure you sounded pretty sick, but I didn't factor that into anything that I was thinking. Yeah, obviously the pitch issues, but yeah, I really, really enjoyed your performance on this. I thought that this is, like, it's so hard. I thought it was impossible for a girl to do this song at all, and I think pitch-wise you obviously didn't quite match up, but performance-wise, I, like, love this. You totally just, like, you nailed the performance. There was that one part where you didn't do the other speaking part and it wasn't in the backtrack, so it was just like, oh, okay, I know what words go here, but where are they? But no, I can't say that I was like, oh yeah, your vocals sound great. There were some points when actually I did really like it, and you were like on, and you sounded, the sick quality made you sound older and made you sound lecherous, but it was just, I'm very torn, just like the other two. This is hard.
Hey, so the funny part is that this is not a song that a girl's usually going to sing because it's too low, but the low parts are the parts that she killed.
Yeah!
And the high parts are the parts she struggled on. Although, you know what? The last note, that last high note, she actually did a pretty good job with that. I like the last high note.
Yeah, I actually like that one too.
This whole thing was definitely fun to listen to. And this song actually gives me a lot of laughs. What's that?
She is an anomaly to me.
She is. Well, this song gives me a lot of laughs because this goes back to Happiest Competition on Earth. When I kept getting criticized that I wasn't being me, I was always being some character. So finally I sang like me and like, you're doing another character. No.
I remember that.
It was. All right, next? We got one more.
Up next is the edible, not sugar, he's sharp cookies.
Del tofu.
All right, and that was Sharp Cookies with I Can't Make You Love Me from Duets. So, yeah, I knew you were going to do the song the minute you told me it was from Duets. So, ha. I really, on this, the only nitpick that just really...
Oh, lay it on her, man. Me, lay it on her.
That peaking... whatever it was called, my eardrums. yeah, that was like my only nitpick because the rest of it was like really pretty. I really enjoyed you on this. Millie?
Yeah, man, that peeking at the end. What happened, cookies? It was like
Ouch.
we've heard peeking. All everybody's heard peeking, but that was and it sucked because you sounded fantastic on this. Like really, really beautiful. My only other nitpick would be sometimes when you went for those really bottom notes, you kind of bottomed out a bit because it was a tiny little bit too low. But otherwise, I thought your emotion was beautiful and your voice was beautiful. Just be more careful.
I think somebody mixed for her, cause
Really?
yeah, Janie did, but
yeah, cause I'm seeing
I
Janie's name
don't,
on the
yeah,
tagging.
Well, that song was okay. I'm glad to know that because I was about to penalize your point for that one spot. Oh, good. That it was like beyond. Yeah. Okay. Doesn't matter. Your singing was so gorgeous on this. This was like I remember going back to when we were doing X Factor. And we're on the same team, and like these were the songs I always wanted to hear you kind of sing, these sultry kind of songs, the soul type songs, absolutely so perfect for your voice. I just loved every minute of this until my eardrums got blown out, and then once the hearing came back, I was good again. But no, this really was. Aside from that little snafu, this was win. This was really win. I enjoyed this a lot, a lot.
So I guess we should go and talk about other things.
Yes,
Yes.
so give us half an
After
hour and
these
3 minutes,
messages,
two
we'll be
minutes.
right back. Snap, what a happy sound. Snap is the happiest sound I've found. Me clap, rap. Snap, crackle, like crispies. I say it's crackle, the crispy sound. You gotta have crackle or spot not found. Crispies. I insist that pop's the sound. The best was missed unless pop's around. You can't stop hopping and the cereal's popping. Snap, crack, pop, Rice Krispies. I can crackle at the pop, it's the sound. I gotta have crackle at the pop, pop, sound. Can't stop a popping when the cereal's popping. Snap, crack, pop, make the world go round. Kellogg's best to you.
And this episode was brought to you by Rice Krispie Treats. All right, now on to the results.
What is
All
that?
right.
Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies. Boop.
I love that old commercial.
Oh,
So just to re-inform
Mom, the cereal's
everybody.
talking to me again.
Shush.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Forbidden.
Rain was immune from our children. Calm down. Calm down. Don't make me put you on corners.
Oh, man.
So rain.
Starting to enjoy my time out here. Okay, go on.
Immune.
So rain got our.
Immunity. He was optional to submit because he won the raffle. Yay, rain. So, yeah.
Yay.
Who drops
Okay.
itself?
Now, we had two drops, Spurbed and Theater Bound 31. We're sad to see them go, and we hope the best for them. All right, so time to rank our contestants and see who gets cut and who gets to stay.
Yes.
We going top to bottom, bottom top? What are we doing?
We're going to do top to
Yeah,
bottom.
normal, please. Let's not get
Okay.
crazy in here, Reed. We already had Rice Krispies. We don't need anything else.
Wow.
Lol. All right.
Nice.
So I.
I
From
rank Melly number one in
oh
this.
shucks
Oh, okay. Moving on.
I
didn't even have a chance to bask in her gloriness. So for me, the winner was Genesis with his Under the Sea. So Millie, your next save.
Yes, I also had Genesis first, just FYI. And I guess second place, which was so close, like I kept on switching first and second, is Cassidy 92.
Honestly, JC, you are a serious win, and I love having you on my team. I actually put Cassidy slightly above you, but we all really we had the same top two.
Yeah, so we loved you both.
I'll pick number three. By the way, for me, just an FYI, the next four or five people all were so close I can't even differentiate them. But I'm gonna give my next one to Valk. That was an awesome job, Valk. Valk.
Yay, you took my next save. So my next save is going to be Monastar.
Monastar. Yay.
Wait,
Monastar, Melly cut me off before, but in that awkward little laugh, that was me about to say, you need to do some Bollywood songs. I want Bollywood songs.
It wasn't
songs.
Even a laugh, it was just, ooh. I double checked before
I'm going to type that in the chat as we speak. I want Bollywood.
Oh, we're on her part actually right now.
Okay, anyways.
So when I typed that, people in the listen, we were doing this.
Okay. My next save, Dylan Collins and OMG Awkward Turtle.
Yay. Okay. I'm going to save Cookies.
Cookies. Then I am going to save Sorachu.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to save Temporary Butterfly.
Ah, that's who I wanted to save.
Too bad.
Oh, she was awesome tonight.
I know, I loved her.
If you were among those people, you're among that group of people
yeah,
I just had
all. Too.
All right, I will save Moggy Mog.
I will save Rosa and Janie.
And Janie's immune.
Even though Janie's immune, yeah.
Immune.
Yeah.
Who's next on my list? Lucidity, who's also immune. But
oh, good, so I
can
save Audrey. Yay!
I just messed
that up, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I did mess that up. No, I'm not celebrating the losses. Oh, man, you guys made me have to... Oh. Oh, I hate
you. You heartless man.
I hate
How
you.
Could you?
Oh, my God. All right. Sorry, guys. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, so here's the deal. We're down to four people, right?
Three people.
So, I just saved Audrey. So, we have to cut some people from the show. So, how do we want to handle this?
Just take turns saying names?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Which means Zell, you're first.
Oh, crikeys. I hate cutting people. So I'm going to have to cut Luna Prongs. I'm so sorry. I feel so conflicted about
that. Okay, we talked about this for a while, but it was like, you showed that huge amount of effort, which we appreciate so much, and is such a good quality, and you have a lovely voice. It was just... just please come to VH, stay here, and like, you have it. You
Your
have it. You're lovely. I love you, and this is like a really hard cut.
Yeah.
But like, please don't take this in any like other way. We appreciate that hard work that you put in. It was fantastic. Right. Really was.
It breaks our hearts.
It does. Yeah.
Do you want me to do the next one, Melly? Since I kind of goofed it.
Oh, no, it's okay. I got it. Trigger-tree, I'm sorry that we have to cut you because you are Win and you're, like, amazing at performing. It just sucks to be sick in the first round where everybody was really, really good. But I still love you.
We love you.
You guys are
going to... We'll remember you with Little Mary Sunshine, which will be epic.
Yeah, Tiger Tree, you get great performance skills. And you guys are all going to think we're kind of dicks on this. I'm so sorry, Dragonette. I messed up because I shouldn't have blurted out the name. I lost count of where we were. Yeah. We actually needed to cut three people tonight. But, you know, your voice is kind of groovy and cool and nice and deep. And
Reed likes it.
You really need to do the deep part for JC's song. I was totally serious about that. You need to do more stuff on VH. I like it. And you're, like, totally set for, like, funky, groovy 60s songs. It's like perfect.
Yeah. With saxophones.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Do, do, so, do, do,
You know, to be honest with you, I didn't want to cut anybody. I mean, everybody did a great job tonight. This was a really strong set of people. You guys all did. This is gonna be hard for these coming weeks to have to cut more.
Oh my
guys,
gosh! But... Yeah, the first cut's supposed to be easy, but it's not.
That was not.
That really sucked.
No, we talked about that cut for a long time.
Yeah.
So. All right. Fighting and
mud wrestling.
So for the ones who stayed, tell them what they've won.
They win another week of singing songs from soundtracks.
And a year's supply of turtle.
How about Rice Krispies?
Oh, and Rice Krispies, our sponsor of the episode. So
turtles, you need to make an avatar that's turtle wax so that we can have a supply of turtle wax.
Oh my. Oh dear me. Okay, so let's talk about our main challenge for next week. So like we said, the theme, our round was called Let's Play. And the main is it's called I Don't Want to Play Games, I Want You to Read to Me. That's the title.
I hope that I get a name mentioned in one of these themes.
I think I do have you in something, Millie.
Good.
So
what's that melly I smell?
So pretty much you have to sing a song whose origins are from a comic book, a manga, a graphic novel or series, or books, fairy tales, or plays. So it's pretty much a really literature based origins based. Yeah. And the email's gonna have so many helpful hints. I spent hours on this, so read your emails, please. For example, comics include Spider-Man, Superman, Batman, Watchmen, Wonder Woman, word I can't pronounce, Peanuts, Archies, Chosen Pussycat, Charlie Archies. And then you have books like Oliver Twist, Les Miserables, Jungle Book, Harry Potter, Secret Garden, Wizard of Oz, Dr. Seuss. And then you have tales like Hoodwinked, which is based off Little Red Riding Hood, Cinderella, Thumbelina, Sweeney Todd, Snow White, Little Mermaid, Aladdin, Sleeping Beauty, aka 90% of Disney.
Yeah.
Micro Machines, man.
But what about the roulette?
Oh yeah, that's right.
I'm gonna get to that. I'm just saying all these rules first. And just a one side note, for anime and novels, if they didn't come first from a novel or a light novel, they can't be eligible. So if it's a manga based off an anime or a game, they don't count. So yeah. Okay, so the Russian roulette, since our winner for this week was JC, Genesis, he has 24 hours to tell us whether he wants to keep this round or switch it to the other. And we can't reveal that.
So how will we let them know what happens?
I'm going to PM and email them as soon as possible.
Yeah, so he has 24 hours to pick. If he doesn't, even if he picks 24 hours in 1 minute past this time, doesn't count.
You're out of here.
Yeah. Then.
And for the future.
Yes.
And for the future, what is it? Melly.
Preach it, Melly.
Wait, am I going to preach? Okay. For the future.
Go.
Testify.
For the future, we're actually going to send out the emails more in advance, but it'll be to everybody, not just to like. Wait, I feel like I missed a lot of
this.
Explain it because I wasn't here for this discussion. I don't know why you made me explain it.
This is my idea.
That's his revenge, Millie.
Sometimes what happens on these shows is that it takes a couple days to compose the emails, and then you've lost some of your week trying to figure out what's going on. So in order for this to get moving quickly, especially because of the potential for there to be a switch and the person needing to know the switch. We'll hopefully have the emails composed the day of the Tuesdays, and that night we will send them out, which means we will be sending them out to everyone who is in the show, even if you're one of the people who are cut. So if you get an email, it does not mean you are safe. You have to listen to the episode to see. We're just sending it to everyone so that you can at least look ahead and start to plan and at least formulate some ideas. I mostly came up with that only because, like, I usually spend the first half of my week trying to figure out what the heck I want to sing. So the more time you have to plan, the better.
Definitely.
So,
right.
But and again, it doesn't guarantee that you've been saved, so you got to listen.
Right. And also, don't forget the specials. Those are there to help you find stuff and everything. And help you try to figure out what's coming up next. So yeah. I guess that's everything. Let me just repeat the winners. Huh?
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so the ones who are still in the competition are Rang City, Janie Girl 7, Genesis Rosa, Monastar Temporary Butterfly, Audrey Delightly 13, Sora Chew, Sharp Cookies, Dylan Collins Turtle, Valkyrie Celeste, Cassidy 92, and Moggy Mog.
Awesome.
I think that's everybody.
Yes, and yes. I just want to say I'm not going to be here for next week's round, so good luck, everybody. Don't blame me if you get cut.
So whoever can go, that's not in the show the best.
And they have to do, ooh!
Yes, right. So that
those
means
the two things
you're
have
doing
to do.
It.
So we're casting for a guest judge.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how many people are going to send us some recordings of them going, ooh!
And how many of them are going to be Dylan.
And that's right. And any, you know what? Let's do this. Anyone who sends us a recording of that, we'll put it in the episode.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll call it the Melly Spot.
Yeah. Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.